What's going on, everybody? It's me. It's me. It's the PRIME. Coming back at y'all with another episode of the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. And I am here with Lee Boy TV. Tell him what's up.
What's up? What's up, y'all? LeeBoyTV.com, PNP, back with another episode. I'm excited about this one, man, because you had us do a little preparation. And I didn't realize how invested I was into this topic until now. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, so we are doing our favorite ballads. You don't know ballads, basically slow songs, slow jams, kind of those soft spoken songs, really. It's many different kinds of ballads, pop, rock, R&B, but I just went with whatever you define as a ballad, because different people define it different ways. So we're going to talk about ballads today. What a way to start off 2021.
And I, like you said, people define them different ways. I didn't realize, you know, that they were categorized so much into genres. And then also that they had to have, or at least most of the ones that I've seen have some type of love or romantic component. And I just thought it was just anything that brought out emotions. But so it seems like this is mostly romantic or some type of vibe. That must be incorporated for it to be considered a ballad. And that's what I came up with on my list. Is that what you came up with?
Yeah, most for the most part. But for me, there are some love songs that that we probably might have to talk about in the future, because some love songs didn't quite make this list, but they should make a love song list. So, you know, it differs. So, you want to start?
Yeah, I can get a start. If you had us come up with the top 10, I was conflicted at number 10. Obviously, we have, we'll get into some honorable mentions later, but I couldn't stand to put one of these on my honorable mention list. They just have to split at 10. So this is really a 10 and 11. They're both nobody themed, and that's Deborah Cox, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here, and also Key Sweat, Nobody. Nobody, baby. Hey, you cannot kill. You cannot phase Key Sweat on that Nobody. Everyone knows all the lyrics when they go back and forth. No, 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 no. It just, well, actually, look, I didn't switch to Nobody's Supposed to Be Here. But they both have a killer ending where they're just hitting runs and getting everybody involved. And if you in the car with some old folks, you singing along to both of them all the way to the end. So that's how both of these ended up on my list at 10/10.5.
Okay, okay. Yeah, them some good songs. My number 10. It was gonna be on my it was gonna be higher, but then I was like, I like different things higher than this. But my number 10 is Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married. I don't know if you got the higher on your list or not.
Ooh, that's higher on my list, yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, we'll save it.
Yes, sir. But that's a jam right there. I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, what's your number 9 then?
Johnny Gill, my. Okay. You got to change your mind.
Okay.
You sure look good tonight. So part of me putting together my list, obviously I had to get back in tune. What was big for me was the bridges on these songs. Because you can always remember the hooks, and maybe sometimes at the beginning of the first verse are stand out a lot. So I went to a lot of the end of the songs just to hear, like, did I used to really get down? And when you hear Johnny Gill hitting the like, he is serious about, girl, you gonna be mine. If you just tell me you mine, I'm gonna show you some things you ain't never seen tonight. That's what he told him.
Yeah.
But he looks serious in that video. So, and also shout out to Lil Mosey in the Blueberry Faygo song. I don't know if you noticed or ever heard that song. It samples My. And that's another jam of mine that I actually like on the radio right now. And I didn't know until about 6 months in that it sampled My. So shout out to that boy, Lil Mosey, little light-skinned boy.
Okay, well, I just piggyback on what you say. The song is a banger. It's fire. Just see, I would consider that more of a love song, because I got a lot of ballads that I like, so that's kind of on the love song side. But when he do hit the mas in the row, when he do the my, yeah, all that, yeah, I'm like, oh yeah,
like anybody can know the words of that song. All it is a bunch of my's.
And then me being I like to watch live performances a lot. His live performance of this song is crazy.
His vocals are out of control. Like, he does these outlandish and these things that no one else could do. I don't know. No one else could pull off stuff like that except Johnny Gill.
I'm going to get to my number nine. My number nine is a song by Queen. It's actually called These Are the Days of Our Lives. Those are the days of our lives. And this is the last video shot by Freddie Mercury. He's the lead singer before he died. And it's a sad song. It's basically like his goodbye song, pretty much. And it's sad. You know, Queen is a rock band, so they usually have like the rock songs, the fast pace. The song is slow. It's a soft tone. They don't use no. It's like only a guitar, a bass, and like the bongos, and like a cymbal. It's like, hey. And then basically he's talking about like, we growing up, we used to be friends pretty much. Those were the days of our lives. Now we old and got kids and stuff. It was like, oh, hey. And then, of course, even in the video, just for me, the video is like, usually, if y'all know Freddie Mercury, he's not like the buffest guy or anything, but his body is like, you could tell like his body typing in it. In this video, he looked frail, like about to fall apart. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, that's definitely a goodbye. But it's a very good song, and it might make you cry depending on like how your mood is and like knowing that that's his goodbye. So that's why that's higher for me than Jagged Edge, but you know. So number eight.
No, starting to get freaky, baby. and not that song, not yet.
Oh, okay.
If you know that one, coming up. But H-Town, Knocking the Boots.
Okay.
I think I can specifically remember, you know, when I first heard this song, or when someone first covered this song up for me, right? Because You in the Car, it was my auntie singing Body Rock and Knocking the Boots, and I'm like, okay. And that beat, Give Me Some Good Love. Talking about some Marvin Gaye. And yeah, if you know that beat, oh, I can hear it in my head. I don't know. It hits some kind of high notes. But check out that H-Town, Knocking the Boots. And yeah, once again, a great bridge, great hook. And also just the term Knocking the Boots became like a whole like cultural phenomenon a little bit. You know, as a kid, I didn't know what it meant, but it really meant your boots are knocking together, right? I guess. but yeah, dope. H-Town. And I think that's like the only hit. But they made my list.
Anyways, my number eight. I don't know if it's higher on your list or not, but I got Shy, If I Ever Fall in Love Again. And if I ever fall in love again, I will be
sure that the lady is a friend. Oh, man. You know what? I didn't have that on my list, so we can talk about it now. I didn't forget about Shy. That's my bad.
So,
but
there are two versions of this song. The second version is fine, but I prefer the acapella version. It's just something about it. The acapella version of them just singing this song is more dope than the ooh, the little beat. I don't know, but I like the acapella version. And it's so impressive to do this whole thing.
Ooh, da-da-da,
da-da. Yeah.
Ooh. The very first time,
yeah, the whole thing.
And yo, I, ooh, yeah, that's a joint. In fact, I rapped to that that acapella instrumental. Mm-hmm. I might have to put that up. I might have to mix it with that little. I'll spit my whole verse right now. But no, that's definitely should have been that. That could have been in my top three. So I feel bad that I forgot about them because I've already paid tribute to them via my failed rap career. Shout out to Black Femininity TV. but yeah, definitely. That, and one that I didn't put on my list, I don't know if I should say it, is Blackberry Molasses. Is that a love song? I don't know. But it reminds me of that same genre, that same time in musical history. Blackberry Molasses. But
I just gotta say one part that I really like in the song is the "If I be your one and only, promise, promise, promise." That part, I don't know. I just like the little runs.
You won't leave me lonely.
Yeah, I like the runs in this song. So like, yeah.
Oh yeah, they be hitting them. Look, I could sing that all day, and I could go crazy.
Yeah, that's probably why I like the acapella version because you can hear it like clearly. You don't gotta no beat, just them. So yeah, man, yeah, Shy's my number eight. What's your number seven?
At number seven, I got Less Chill by Guy.
Okay.
Let's chill. Ooh, snap one. Let's settle down. That's what I wanna. Ooh, that song. I don't know. It makes you just wanna really chill, I guess. forever and ever. Ooh, just jams after jams. They have hella bridges. The hook is amazing, and it's just a great sing along song. A great feel good song. Because this ballad is not one of the raunchier ballads you can sing around, you know, any of your family. Mm-hmm. And a good all-around song. And Guy, I mean, that's Teddy Riley, right? Like,
yep, Teddy Harry. Yeah. Teddy Riley, Damon Hall, Aaron Hall. So, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, all-star cast of singers and just a dope tune. Dope tune. Just watch the video, and I'm probably going to throw on the rest of it after this episode because I should be jamming.
Nah, God got some. They got some good hits, you know. They got a couple good hits for like R&B, hip hop, and then for ballads. So they got a little good little mixture. My number seven is like my favorite MJ song. One of my favorite MJ songs is "She's Out of My Life." And it cuts like a knife. She's
out of my life. Yeah, MJ didn't make my list.
But yeah, "She's Out of My Life" though. It's a soft song. They got the nice harmony in the beginning for the musicians. It's like a sound like a harp they use. I don't know what it is. It's like they sound like a whole orchestra that they got. It's a soft song in the video. He just sitting in a little chair with a spotlight on him. Saying she's out of my life, and yeah, that's what I don't know if y'all seen Eddie Murphy's, I forgot which one, Delirious. He says the one Michael Jackson tries fools and "Can I come down there and sing to you?" and cries on you and stuff. Right? So yeah, that song is a good little song, and that's probably my favorite MJ song, depending on what day you ask me. But that's probably gonna be my top three. So
dope,
yeah. We moving through this list fast. What's your number six?
Ooh, at number six. If you are a fan of this guy, or these guys, then this might be your number one. But for me, I'm the reason why I look down because I'm like, is this really all the way number six? Because I really love this song. I grew up on this song. And that's Tony Tone, Anniversary. Oh.
Okay.
No, Tone. Look, I said Tone. Let me say it right. Tony. Look, it's spelled like Tone. Only black people say Tone. It's Tony. My bad. Look, it's my anniversary. Made for you and me. I like that snap music, I think, you know, because.
Yeah.
Victoria won't be no secret at the end of the day. Ooh, he hit that way. He hit the melodies real smooth. I like the chill voices too, because it reminds me just of, you know, a voice where anybody can sing along. You don't have to be, you don't have to have no super high or crazy voice. Like, these are just real relatable type vocals until they start going crazy at the end. They don't go too crazy, I don't think, on Anniversary, but yes, it's up there. For me, it landed at number 6.
Okay. Well, speaking of voices and number 6, my number 6 is Sisters with Voices, SWV. Mm. And I got Weak.
Ooh.
Do you got this on your list? You
don't. This is on my list. This is higher. This is higher on my list too.
Okay. All right. Okay.
SWV definitely got some strong songs, but we'll talk about them in a few slots.
So what is your 5?
Top, we get into the top 5. I alluded to this one earlier, Freak Me Baby. Freak Me Baby. I wanna lick you up and down till you say stop. Did I freeze? No. No. I'm playing with you. No, for real. This freaky song by Freak Me by Silk. And I think this is similar to H-Town. I don't think they ever had a song that would ever eclipse this one. But this joint is just classic bedroom rocker music from the 90s. And I wasn't doing none of that back then, but it set up the future for your boy now. But yeah, Freak Me Silk. I don't know what it is. It's just, maybe it's just that intro that just calls my name. Because as soon as it come on, it just make me want to stand up. I want to lick you up and down. Why did they have to say that? It don't even, as a kid, you don't even know what they saying. You just singing along, like, but nah, they was freaky, boy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess.
They talk about, I mean, all the way down,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Oh, my, play with your body, baby, make you feel right. Because tonight, baby, I want to get freaky with you. Like, he didn't leave nothing to chance. Like, nah, I'm telling you exactly what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to get freaky.
Well, at least he's saying it, but he's not actually saying, like, he's not being vulgar and descriptive with it, basically.
Right. And not like the WAP. Yeah. Now it's like. Yeah.
My number 5 is Mint Condition.
Mm.
Breaking My Heart. Pretty Brown Eyes. So you have this on your list?
I do not.
Okay. I do not. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis put their foot in this song. And this song is a classic. Even by the first two notes, you hit a dun-dun. Dun-dun. Everybody knows what's about to come. And Stokely, the lead singer, is just amazing. Like, this is like a top-tier song. Like, it could be on a lot of people's number 1. But it's my number 5 because I like more songs. And this is like, I would say this is probably one of my songs I would sing at karaoke. Like, that's how top tier it is. Yeah, but nah, this song is like, this song is already good, but like, it has, I think the introduction is probably maybe one of the best introductions to a song in general, because the first, like I said, first couple notes, like, it does something. I don't know. But
I mean, and Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, I was like at their height. They were killing at that time. So, one of the best producers of all time. I mean, yeah, especially during that time period.
We might have to do an episode just for them. I don't know, but they are.
I'm down for incredible. That. Yeah.
Yes. What's your number 4?
Ooh, number 4. We back to the freaky list. Look. This reminds me a lot of the last song. They kind of go hand in hand. They were kind of hard to place these one after another. It was I Wanna Sex You Up. I wanna sex you up. All night, make you feel I want to love you. I want to set you up. Color me bad, baby. Another just bop, another jam. They hitting the way they hit the harmonies on that simple hook. Just makes you want to. Is it really about? It might be a little bit more of a love song because this one's kind of upbeat.
Yeah, I would consider this like a pop, not a pop bop, but like it's more like upbeat. So I wouldn't consider this a ballad in my standards, but like I said, ballads go for anybody's standards. So
yeah, it was on the ballad list, so I just threw it on mine. And you know, I just can't get that beginning harmony out of my head. Like it just represents a time of like 90s R&B for me. Maybe not so much of a ballad now that I think of it. I would have probably put Shy in right here, so I'll just go ahead and make that alteration. But now that I'm singing it, but still a bop, like you said, still classic jam, slow jam, a little bit of a slow jam, mid-paced jam is what I'll call it. But yeah, that was what I had at number 4, right? We're at 4?
Yeah, we are at 4. My number 4, or so before I get to my number 4, I want to take to all the people out there that left suggestions. I'm ashamed of y'all for not having this on y'all list. All right.
Ooh, okay.
I'm ashamed. I mean, I love y'all, but how can y'all not? Y'all didn't even consider this song on y'all list. And this is Tevin Campbell. Can We Talk?
Wait, that's not
dude,
on my list.
See, I'm ashamed of you too. How do you not even consider this? If not the list, honorable mentions. Like, just what?
I don't know what it is. It's something about and I looked right at it and I sung it in my head too. I was like, can we talk? Oh, wait. This is, yeah, I'm sorry. Look, I'm looking at my list right now. Sorry. Well, we already took out Color Me Bad. I already dismissed them. Deborah Cox, you gone. Deborah Cox, I'm sorry. you gone. I'm going to go ahead and put Tevin Campbell on my list as well.
Man, this song, man. Oh, this is probably another karaoke song, I would probably say. I don't know. Well, maybe then the ending gets all crazy. No, but like, just this song, you got to feel it. You got to feel this song. Like, I can't say more enough good things about this song. I'm just upset. Ain't nobody even consider it.
There's like, you didn't get one, not one.
No, not one. Like, that's what I was telling people. I was like, all the songs I got, nobody has not one of those songs on their list. I was like, I don't know. I just got a different taste or what? But
nah. You wasn't. I looked at that one and I meant to put it on my list. I must have somehow just missed, but. Definitely Can We Talk should be on everybody, at least in the top 10, at the very least, I think. I don't know. I guess, but it sounds like people really aren't really digging it. It doesn't seem like to be a real consensus, but I think, you know, Tevin Campbell, he had a short career and pretty much all of his songs that he came out with are pretty classic. But yeah, man, that is sad to hear, though. Not much consideration for Tevin Campbell because he gets overlooked in general, I think, as far as his career.
Yeah, because he started out so young. I think I want to put numbers in my head, but I think he made this between the ages of 16 to 19, I believe. So after that song, he kind of peaked, and then everybody was like, well, what's next? And then he got like arrested or something, and then kind of just like left. So things happen, but all right. What is.
And then, before we go on to the next one, I just want to say that Tevin Campbell makes me think of So For Real, Candy Rain, which is not on my list. Hopefully, it's not on your list because I would have just.
It's not on my list because I, like, other songs, I thought that was more upbeat. More got the dun, 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 dun. So that's why.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So we can go to number 3. Oh, when are we going to do the comments? Before 1?
Yeah.
All right, so number 3, I got SWV Week.
I
I just think, I don't know, this, I think SWV created, you know, a big spot for 90s R&B for me. I don't know, they, something about their voices, just so relatable, so it was so hip hop, but still they had major vocals. So, you know, I love to dance back then. They have a lot of dance songs, but then you go to this song, boy, it's something I can't explain. I get so, something about the way you do. It made me do knocks me right off my. I get so something about the way you do the things you do. It knocks me right off of my feet. You just can't explain it. I don't know, but
all right. So, are you on my number three?
Yes, sir.
All right, so there is a lot of songs out there that have stellar intros, but you cannot teach the art of Nehu, all right? If you know what Nehu, you know where I'm going with this. What Nehu is sung by Mr. Johnny Gill on Can You Stand the Rain, which is my number three. And just from the intro, I'm not gonna do it, but the Nehu.
Nehu.
And all that good stuff. The Nehu is the just the that's the driving force.
Nehu. Just
that whole thing. Just the whole thing. And then so many different parts in this song. It's ridiculous. Okay, you got Ralph with his parts coming in, kind of the higher voice to Johnny's deep voice. Then you got Ricky coming in with his part, and then Mike just got to say a little something in the middle for the ladies, and just the whole thing together.
What year did this song come out?
1988.
Because I was going to say, this set up a lot of, you know, what's on my list, I think. These guys were definitely the pipe, you know, one of the pioneers for these ballads, you know, these R&B ballads by hip hop inspired groups. And, you know, because they're hitting the moves the whole time, hitting the body rolls. And they really bring that vibe. I think they should definitely get credit for being, you know, one of the pioneers. Are they the pioneer of the R&B ballad?
I wouldn't say the pioneers. Oh, well, in the 80s and 90s, yes. Those type of ballads, yes. There are other groups that pioneered, and then those groups, and then those groups. But New Edition, yeah. And this song was, for ballads-wise, I had a couple indie songs, but this one is just one I got to mention because it don't get mentioned that often, and it's Boys to Men by New Edition. It has no reason being this good. This is Johnny Gill's first ever recorded song with New Edition. I just wanted to mention that song. That song don't get mentioned too often. Like, since we're on this a little bit, people will mention Still in Love with You All the Way, maybe Jealous Girl, but not really Boys to Men, which I think should get more attention, but you know. So, number two. What is your number two?
Number two is one that we also mentioned earlier, Let's Get Married. And I know it sounds like it's high on my list, but I think it's the remix added in with it that gives it a little bit more oomph. And just in general, like, this had Negroes singing Let's Get Married. Like, we don't do that. Like, we trying to do everything except get married.
Oh, no, they still, they singing it. They still ain't do it. They just sing it. They don't do it. they just sing it.
Right, so this gives everybody a soundtrack to pretend and to cap. Like, you can sing this to your girl all day. It ain't gonna happen. But look, y'all feeling hella lovely. Feeling like life is, you know, you on cloud nine. While this song is, I think, I'm not gonna lie, I think I hear the remix more in my head. But Jagged Edge, they don't get enough credit for just their ability to sing. Like, their harmonies are always top notch. You know, the Twins, like, they had a whole, like, they had a whole cultural phenomena thing on where they was doing the hip hop R&B thing too, had tin boots and was looking cool. So I just think that their whole, the, what they represented for the game at that time. And then they came out with this smash, Let's Get Married, which I think is going to be going down in history as one of the best R&B ballads, just because it can be played at every, it's going to be played at most weddings, at least in the reception. And then, like I said, whenever you want to capture your girl, want to get a couple of little points, you know what I'm saying? Just throw this on, sing a little something into her ear. She ain't going to remember about all that married stuff the next day. Just get, you know, do what you got to do and move on, player. But this one can get you through some times right here.
When it's at the reception, that's the, that's usually the remix. But now I would say, like, since I got this on my list too, the song, the harmonies of it is good. That's why, like, because the harmonies are in both versions, because they keep it over. Even though they got more harmonies in the remix, I ain't gonna lie to you. The oh my gosh, because like they go like a dun 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 dun. I don't know. It's just like the runs in that one are similar but different, but. Yeah, they just knock it out of the park.
They just killed it, man. And then when you combine both of the songs together, because obviously, you know, one inspired the other, I just think that this has got to be, it should be on everyone's ballad list. Maybe not as high for you as for me, but this song, I don't know what it is. Maybe because I just went to a wedding recently and I was like, this is a jam. This is a jam. So that's what I got. J.E. at number two. Let's Get Married.
I think mine was so low as a ballad because I love the remix so much better. That's probably why for me. My number two is Boys to Men, End of the Road. Okay. If you don't have this song as just one of the greatest songs of all time, let alone genre, I don't know what to say. Okay, do you have this higher on your list or not?
I do not.
Okay, all right, well, cool. You can talk about it then. Wanye Morris goes crazy on this song. Okay, the rest of them go crazy too, except for Michael. But Wanye goes bonkers on this song. That's all I got to say. It's the songs that we've spoken for, well spoken for.
And, you know, I was sad. I have Boys to Men as a group in my honorable mentions. I couldn't pick out one that I really wanted to focus on, because I also like I'll Make Love to You as well. It was I could have put both of them together somewhere on this list. But Boys to Men, just in general, they just represent ballads. They are and similar to some of the people that are on my honorable mention list. They have great ballads. It's just, maybe it's just so hard to choose one to put them, you know, on the list, because, you know, some of these lesser known artists like Guy Silk, the song becomes so big because it actually outgrows them as a group. But Boys to Men, they're known for doing this back to back. But End of the Road is special. I will say that's a very special song. Is it a love song?
Is it? Well, kind of a breakup ish kind of song. Well, it's like we're coming to the end of the road of our relationship. So I mean,
right, it is that,
and I just can't let go of the relationship. So I guess it's a breakup song, I guess.
Yeah, I think I always heard it in like concepts of just like letting go of other things, because you know, maybe you weren't focused on love as a kid, but it just, it fits so well with so many other type of themes as well. So yeah, I like that choice a lot at number two.
Yeah, and then just the breakdown acapella version at the end, the very end, is the outro for the PNP. But like, just the you got Michael doing his thing, Wanye just going crazy, and then Sean and Nate just doing the melodies. It's just fantastic. All right, I can't say enough good things about it. But speaking of End of the Road, we gonna go ahead and go into the break. So we'll see y'all in a little bit.
going on, you guys? It's Gabby Navay here, and I want you all to go stream my new single, Radio. It's on all streaming platforms, so be sure to go check it out. Thank you guys so much for the love and support always. I love you all from the bottom of my heart, and I'll see you later. Bye, guys!
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Alex.
This is Kids of the Past podcast,
where history repeats itself.
In this podcast, we revisit movies and TV shows from our childhood.
And some movies and TV shows that probably shouldn't have been part of our childhoods.
Hey, but we've all been there, so come join us to see if they still are as great as we remember, or if we were just dumb kids of the past.
Welcome back to the PNP. Welcome back to the Ballot Talk. Hope y'all are having a good 2021. This is the first episode. We're going to have more coming up for y'all, but back to this Ballot Talk. We're going to get into some comments because I wanted to see what people thought were some of their favorite ballots. And we got a few. I'm going to just read off here. And like I said, not many of these are on my list in general. So I like the different genres or the different songs, but how can y'all not have Tevin Campbell? Not even one of y'all.
I'm guilty too, though, so I can't talk this. And Shy. I miss Shy too. That was kind of big for me. I kind of missed that one.
We got Tiny from You Already Know Podcast. And Tiny says LTD Love Ballad. Jodeci Freaking You Remix.
Jodeci has a gang of songs that could have been on my list, especially all this freaky stuff that I got. But once again, I think a little bit too hard to pick one. But Jodeci, yeah, nice.
He says Frank Sinatra, Very Good Year.
Okay.
Tina Marie, Portuguese Love.
Tina Marie.
The Weeknd.
Nice.
Yeah, he got The Weeknd. No, he earned it. So he's probably been watching 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know. Maybe. I think that's the theme song for it. You'd be like, what? Nah. And then the last song he got is Lenny Williams, Because I Love You. And this song should have made my honorable mentions. I didn't. But this song, you heard this song before, right? Or you probably haven't.
I don't know.
Have you seen The Kings of Comedy?
Yes. This
is the song Steve Harvey is kicking over stuff. He was like,
how does it go again?
Yes,
I am familiar. In fact, I had to go listen to that song a few times because Kings of Comedy obviously is classic, mm-hmm. but they only play a portion of that song in the movie. So when you hear it, it sounds a little bit different, just a little bit different. So, but that part when he's begging, that is just classic ballad talk right there. When he begging and all that, it just reminds me of a former Keith Sweat or something like. Let's just get on the track and just.
And Lenny Williams actually, when I was in high school, we played this song for one of our like big shows, and he came and performed it high school, which was I thought was crazy, but he did. And the crowd was going crazy, even though he was older, you know. Crowd still went crazy as if like they was hearing it for the first time. So I thought that was cool. Good moments. So we got Iggy or PH, wherever you want to go by. He's from doing the most from Chrissy's improv group. He says Maxwell, This Woman's Work. Ella May, Boot Up.
And I like that.
Yeah. And Frank Ocean, Thinking About You. So yeah, some cool songs.
Yeah. I love that Ella May, Boot Up. Definitely she's definitely somewhat of a throwback type of artist. I appreciate her music for sure.
Yep. Of course. Come on now. After 30. Popping After 30.
I know they came with some.
They gave us a whole album. So they say Usher Confessions album.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't want to say that's his best album or anything, but that, I mean,
that and 8701 and Confessions are my two favorites.
This is in the running. Yep. And then they got Keisha Cole, The Way It Is album. So probably her telling about how people ain't nothing, and that's probably what
I should have cheated. Is that one on there? I don't know, but. Keisha Cole is always bashing some men, right? Like
that. Knowing popping that third, that's I'm pretty sure it's you ain't nothing, and I hope you catch AIDS. I don't know what's going on with that. But all right. Yeah, Ready to Retro. They say, oh, see, okay, they with it. Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. Mm-hmm. Brian McKnight, Love of My Life. And then LL Cool J, I Need Love. So, a little hip hop, got a hip hop ballad in there. LL made the list. Okay. So I don't know what she wants to go by. So I'm gonna just say, we got the Brooks fam mother. You know,
right?
Okay.
From Brooks Art Collective, right?
Yes. I don't know what she want to go by, so I don't want to know if I'm putting her out there or not. Well, I'm gonna just say that we got the Brooks
Art Collective. Aria's mom, yeah.
Yes, Aria's mom. Yes, that's how we'll say that. She says Force MD's Tender Love, which it's a great song. It's a great song. I don't know. I might prefer Love Is a House only because One on One and that's One on One made me like that song more. Anything Luther Vandross, which Luther did slip on my list, but Luther is more of a love song person, so we're saving the love songs. At least I'll save a few of them. She got Belle Biv DeVoe, When I See You Smile Again, which is classic. Classic. Escape, Who Can I Run To? Okay.
Who Can I Run To?
She got Drew Hill, Beauty Is Her Name. Okay. Drew Hill. And then she got Mary J. Blige, I'm Going Down.
Mary J. Now, that's a ballad. I don't know. It doesn't remind me of, like, love ballads, but just a song just going off. Yeah. A Mary J. She's got tons of those. She definitely could have been on a couple. Yeah, she could have made my list, but she didn't. Yes. Sorry, Mary.
Especially the beginning, though. You got to dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
It's hard being me. Yeah. Whatever she said. I don't even know what she said.
Oh, man. You got Alisa Reyes. She says, Keith Sweat, Twisted. Okay. All right. TLC, Red Light Special.
Mm-hmm.
Aaliyah, One in a Million.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
She says anything, John B.
All right.
And
anything, John B. Like, how many songs you got?
I guess she just like anything, John B.
She love John B. Thing. Okay.
Yep. And then Boys to Men, 50 Candles. So.
With the okay. Boys to Men Sleeper. Okay.
Yeah, Boys to Men Sleeper. Okay, cool. So we got Mel, Kel, and Kay from the High Tea Podcast.
Yep,
all got suggestions. Mel says Joe, All the Things, and Prince, Diamonds and Pearl. So, of
course. Okay.
Kel says, Kelly, I should say Kelly says John B, They Don't Know, and Faith Evans, As Soon As I Get Home. So, they got classic. They got these classic.
I like those,
Kay. I'm going to say the first one that she put for last, which Kay got Janet Jackson, Anytime, Any Place. And.
Oh, I like that one. I like that. Sorry. That goes with my chill and anniversary type picks. Anytime, Any Place, man. I love that song. Go ahead.
And then she got Seal. So.
Okay.
Which is like the best part of Batman Forever or Batman and Robin, whatever movie that was he was in.
That's classic for sure.
Yeah.
A real ballad, a classic ballad.
Yeah. I want to say your favorite name already. We got Nostalgia 95.
Hey.
Says, Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, which I don't know if that's a melody or like a, I mean, a ballad or a pop bop.
I would consider it a pop bop. I can't really hate because I have I Want to Sex You Up on my list, but
yeah, okay. Yeah,
You can leave it off for me. Sorry, nostalgia.
It has Miley Cyrus Decline, which, okay. Iris, I don't know if this is Go-Go or Goo-Goo. It's G-O-O. So is that Goo-Goo? I don't know. Goo-Goo Dolls, whatever that is.
Goo-Goo Dolls?
Yes.
Okay, Goo-Goo Dolls. I'm like, familiar with the Goo-Goo Dolls.
Okay. And then Joe Bros. Jonas Brothers.
When you I'm like, what? I don't know the Joe Bros, bro.
I mean,
Jonas Brothers. Yes, I do know the Jonas. What's up?
I'm glad I know acronyms because I was like, huh? But then, yeah.
Makes sense.
We got Blast from Our Past podcast. They got your song, so, you know, got Color Me Bad. So, I mean, somebody agrees with you, so.
It was on a couple ballad lists, so now that I think about it in my head, though, more it ain't no ballad. It's not a ballad. It's a bop.
Okay. All right. We got Allison Miser from Things My Ex Told Me podcast. Shout out. She got Genuine Differences.
That's a good one. In fact, real quick.
Oh, come on now. Here you go.
Differences, I could look that one defined a whole moment in time. In fact, I sung to that song, bro. I actually remixed and I put some vocals to that one. I'm gonna send you these on our offline prime so you can check those out. We'll go.
She got Mario Let Me Love You.
Nice pick.
She has Justin Timberlake's version and Beyonce's version of End of Time.
Okay.
And then she got SWV Rain.
Okay. That's nice.
That song is cool, though. You know, the rain down.
Yeah. Rain down on me.
Yeah.
Rain down me. Yes. I love SWV. Look, let me stop fanning.
So we got Adam from the Orange Years. Says, oh, Adam has End of the Road too. So we're not alone.
Smart man.
Not alone. I missed the song. He got Marvin Gaye too. Let's Get It On. So
dope.
You got those two.
Yeah, I didn't reach back too far. I probably would have had a couple more, but I wanted to stay into what I really, you know, what defined me as far as my love for music. So I stuck mostly to the 90s R&B.
Okay. So we got Alana and Kimberly, TBTV, says, I'm going to get his name wrong. I don't know if it's Liana or Leona Lewis, but they say Bleeding Love, Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You, which this is not on my list. I don't know if it's on yours, but might as well give a shout out to Alicia Keys and Usher, my boo. Just, you know.
Yeah, I have both of those on my honorable mentions, so we'll go over those real quick, but both of those made mine.
Okay, and then they got Miley Cyrus Decline, because they do. I forgot what she said, like, it wasn't good, but it was everywhere, so I might as well put it on my list. Calvin Michaels says, Janet Jackson. Now, I don't know if this is an acronym or this is how it's supposed to be. He said it's 24. So I don't know if it's 2-4 or 24, but it's play at the end. So I don't know if it's 2-4 play or 24 play.
I don't know that one by Janet. I'm
pretty sure it's probably a H-Town song or something.
Does that got anything to do with 12 play, like double 12 play? From I'm just lost in that one. I'm going to have to check that one out. To either 2-4 play or 24 play. Thank you for the submission. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Escape My Little Secret. Which, okay. Joe, I Want to Know. Classic. Erica Badu, Next Lifetime.
Okay.
Maxwell, Fortunate. And Jasmine, In Love with Another Man. So, all right, he got some hits. Some,
yeah. I'll say Maxwell, he didn't make any of my honorable mentions on my list, but yeah, I think it's not mature enough for Maxwell, but he definitely got some ballad bangers. So anybody with a mature enough ear to appreciate that, much shout out to you. Another person similar that didn't make my list was Sade. It was kind of hard to find a ballad that represented her, just one song. And I'm not sure that I would consider her really a ballad singer, just based on her vocal tones. But Sade, she's just in my like top five artists of all time. I love her music, her vibe. But she only put it on during certain times. I wouldn't put it quite with these songs. Like Deborah Cox, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here with Sade. No, it doesn't really mix. But she's somewhere. She's got her own list that she should be on. Should we get into some more honorable mentions, or do we still have comments?
Yeah, we got three more. Got V the Plug, which is V says Stevie Wonder, Pastime Paradise, which she says also Coolio took that track and made Gangsta's Paradise. So
okay.
Yes, yes.
And that's a rap ballad in itself, not a love song, but it's a pop rap ballad, I guess. But so two were made from that original production, though.
We got the host of Ruining Our Childhood podcast, Ryan and Ashley. Ryan says Guns N' Roses, November Rain, so that's a rock ballad. So we got more of those. And then Ashley says Casey and JoJo, All My Life. So that's a sweet ballad.
Casey and JoJo, yeah, you can't. Actually, I would not be mad at anyone having that number one on their list all day, because you could. That's the junior high anthem right there. Like the slow song. Like if you ain't never got close to a girl, you can get close on that one.
That's like one of those movie songs that they play. You just gotta
sway side to side. Just shift your weight. You're not even moving your feet. And you sing it in her ear too. All my life.
I don't know if they be doing all that.
Like you. Oh, I was singing in her. I was telling her. I'm praying for somebody like you, girl.
And then Brian sent 16 songs. And I only took six. So I took six random. So
he trying to be on the show then.
He got I don't even know where to start, honestly. All right.
I say just name them all fast. Just name all of them.
Got Brian McKnight, Back at One. Tony Braxton, Breathe Again. Mary J. Blige, Not Gonna Cry from is that Wayne to Exhale, right? Yeah, Wayne to Exhale. He got The Dell.
Was waiting to excel. Go ahead.
He got The Dell, Two Occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got Keith Sweat, Make It Last Forever, actually. And then,
oh wait, on Two Occasions, that's Day and Night.
Yeah.
I go for bro. Ooh, I like that pick, Brian. Who sings that?
The Dell, or Babyface and his brothers, they call it The Dell.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Cause I'm like, ain't that Babyface? Yes, that is a jam. In fact, I was trying to pick a Babyface song, but that's a good pick, Brian.
The live version that it's like he got a live album version with just him. That's selfish what he doing, cause ain't nobody gonna buy the group version after he don't put out this live version of just him. But all right. And then he has your favorite on here too,
Johnny Gill, man. He puts the performance together, though. You will say that, like, he goes a little crazy, but you know, he leaves nothing to be desired. Literally nothing. He leaves it all out there. So my honorable mentions, though, I'm going to just go ahead and just list some of them off. Mm-hmm. I got Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You. Usher, I had You Remind Me and Nice and Slow, mm-hmm. and just a bunch of his stuff. Beyonce, man, it was hard not to have her on my list, but I got Say My Name, Crazy in Love, Cater to You, Drunk in Love. Some of my top favorites, mm-hmm. Boyz II Men, I'll Make Love to You. Lauryn Hill, X Factor, and also I love Zion by Lauryn Hill. Very hard not to put her on my list as well. She's one of my favorite artists of all time. But her ballads, I'm not sure she would is best represented by her ballads. But someone that's got something coming up right now is Ashanti and Keisha Cole. They've got their verses coming up, and they both got great ballads in their career. Obviously, Keisha Cole, Love, is like, if someone had that as their number one ballad, just like Casey and JoJo, I'm not going to be hating, because she just goes off. And then Ashanti, you could talk about every song she say baby in, like baby, 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 or she's, I don't know. Anytime she mentioned baby, is basically a hip-hop R&B ballad. So just want to show her some flowers on that as well. But a songstress that I think right now that's taking on the game, and she stole it from Mariah as far as her vocal steals, is Ariana Grande. Right now, this young lady is amazing, bro. She's, I think, the best vocalist of this new era of our current times. And I love her new album. I love the last album. I liked her her Netflix special was amazing. So I just want to show some love to her and tell her to come on the PNP, girl. You know you're part of the Nickelodeon family. So, and she got, that girl is amazing, man. I'm just wondering, I don't know what to say about her. I don't know what's my favorite song. But she got a lot of them. Go check out Ariana if you're not hip to the game.
So what do they call her fans?
I don't know. Is it the Grandes?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm one of them, I guess. I'm an Ari Grande. I don't know.
I'm going to just go ahead and say mine. I didn't have as many as you, but I kind of saved some from for another time. But I got a couple. I got Earth, Wind, & Fire, Reasons, because the intro, that's one of those intros too. It's just to start out, he started out just singing the high voice, Philip Bailey. Underrated with Bill Bill DeVoe, Something in Your Eyes, which not many people know, but it's a good ballad. Ricky Bell shows off in that song. He has one of them moments too, where he said screaming at the end. He got one of them in this song.
Check that out.
He got like a good run. He got like anything is possible. You gotta go listen to it.
Yeah, I'm here for that. I'm here for any time they go crazy at the end.
You got Temptations and Lady Soul, which it's led by Ollie Woodson. It's a great song. Like it's crazy. The talent on this man. He's screaming at the end too. And his scream, he got like a scream and then he got like a yell that he does too. So yeah. And then I don't know how to pronounce this. Spandau Ballet or Spandau Ballet. They got True, and you've heard True if you went to if you watched any movie with a dance, I bet you you've heard this song, you know. It's the
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard that if you went to a dance or seen a dance in the movie or whatever, like you've heard the song, even if it's a snippet. But you know, I only got four. I'm gonna save a little bit. So those are my four. And what's your number one?
Ooh, we're to number one, right? You know, if it's number one, you know I'm ready with the vocals. 'Cause I got this feeling and I just can't turn it loose. That somebody been getting next to you. Don't wanna walk around knowing I was a young fool. But being the man that I am, I just can't lose my cool. And at number one, Drew Hill in my bed. And this one has a remix that is outstanding, just as good, if not better, than that ballad that I just literally balladed out, belted out. Something about this song, man. I think, as the rest of my list is reflective of, I love the R&B hip-hop crossover type groups. Drew Hill definitely is embodies that, including Cisco, who is just one of the craziest singers, I think, you know, that doesn't get enough credit, especially his ability to yell on tracks, right? Yeah, Mr. You know, I was a big fan of Drew Hill, but once Cisco did his own thing on the Unleash the Dragon album, you know, it just put all of their stuff into the stratosphere for me. And this is definitely a personal favorite pick. I don't expect it to be number one on many people's list, but as you can tell by my vocals, you know, I've been singing that one for a while, you know. So
okay,
that's my number one, Drew Hill in my bed, including the remix, which is I got this feeling I can't turn it loose that somebody else getting next to you. Oh, you guys gotta go check that out. They got some, they hit the melody on the remix too. That is awesome. But that's me. That's me, number one, Drew Hill.
Okay. So my number one, I can't sing because it's just too difficult.
You know, I'll be ready with the vocals, trying at least.
Nah, I can't even try this one. This one is still difficult. I got Michelle A, Something in My Heart.
Ooh, you cannot hit nothing she do. Yeah.
Nah, you absolutely not. I said tough. This is tough. Just the song, what it means, what was happening during the song in her life. I don't know if you've seen the movie Sir Robin Compton, but
yeah. Ooh, have I seen that? That was a TV movie, right?
Yes.
I seen part of it.
She got beat up during this song, not to be funny, but she got beat up making this song, and now every time she sings it, it's like, I don't know. It's just because she does the yelling at the end, in the middle, at the beginning, and then sings it, and it's crazy, right? You can't say anything else. Like, she got like a good like 3 or 4 solid ballads, and then maybe one like hip hop song, but I don't know what you can say. And her voice don't even match her singing, but it's incredible.
Yeah, and she just has one of those voices that can't be duplicated. So I could definitely feel that. I'm surprised though you didn't have the Boyz II Men or Temptations at number one. Misha Lake really took it over for you, so that's dope. That's dope.
Because the song gets tears every single time I listen. Mm. Okay, that's why. If that didn't get tears every time I listened, then it probably would not have been one. Probably would have been two, because End of the Road is really going to be number one. But and then, like, I like a lot of Temp songs, and they could have made my list, but I was thinking, I was like, I could put them in the love song category as well. So I was like, I guess I'll save them too. So, and then the Temp's love song are fast paced too. So, you know.
Yeah, man. I think that was a hell of a list that we both came up with. I would love to do this something similar for maybe like the 60s and earlier, or maybe the 70s and earlier. And we could.
For songs in general or ballads?
I think ballads. But. Okay. Or we could do, favorite oldie but goodies actually would be a good one too. We could do that for sure. because it definitely made me think of some of those older songs that that I could have put in this list. But when I think ballads, I just think 90s R&B. So that's was pretty prevalent on my list. The only one that came from the 2000s was Let's Get Married. Plenty in my honorable mentions. But yeah, I didn't go back before the 90s. So I would like to redo it again with some oldies.
So you didn't go back and then you missed a song, a pivotal, two pivotal songs. And you, come on now.
It was a lot. This was a lot to try to get down to 10. I ain't gonna lie. It was, I mean, even the songs that I mean, I even had 11 in my 10. I replaced two during the podcast, and I'm still not satisfied with my list. So I think this was actually a better topic than I thought. And, you know, I can't wait for us to build on this one again.
Yeah, might have to have either part two or part 1.0 or something, 1.5. I don't know. 2.0. But let everybody know where to find you.
Yeah. Right now you can find me. Definitely check in with me at LeeBoyTV.com. We're still in the soft launch phase, but we got some great content up there, including PNP stuff, LeeBoy and Fuzz stuff, and some other things that I may do in or around the internet. So check me out, LeeBoyTV.com. Also check out my Tee Public store and my Hemp Smart store, and the links are in my Instagram bio. Everything's at LeeBoy TV, IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
Okay. Well, yeah, you done probably said everything. You know, just KBNG, Primetime, everywhere, just pretty simple. Oh, follow the podcast too.
Time Nostalgia Pod and P Nostalgia Pod on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, you found that out today, huh? Yeah.
no, not today. I knew that, but I think I just followed you on Twitter today. I was already, was I following the bot? Y'all know I'm late on Twitter. I'm sorry. I don't even know.
But yeah, go do that. Leave a review on Apple because we don't get, we get reviews, we don't get like the comments. So you can leave a review if you want. And yeah. That's all I got to say. You got anything else?
I don't got nothing. Thank you guys for tuning in. Much appreciated. And stay tuned, man. It's 2021. We got a hell of a little, you know, we might be slowing down a little bit on the guests unless you guys got some requests, and we'll do our best to bring them on. But, you know, we want to get back to the basics with a couple of guests sprinkled in here and there. And I got some good names coming up. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and with that being said, prime time is all the time.